separated. And there's a very interesting literature relating to the haftaras of both Aprimos and Kedoshim. You open a Chumash, you think it's as simple as it sounds, but it's far from simple. There's a range of all kinds of possible haftaras to read for one, for the other. I take one Chumash, for example, here. I'm looking at the old Chumash. So they give you, for Aprimos, the end of the Nebuah of Amos, in Treyasar. Amos test, the final psukim of Sefer Amos, Halokim Nekushim. I'm guessing that's what most of you, or if not all of you, read yesterday, for Parshas Achrimos. What about Parshas Kedoshim? So, if you will, again, I have a Chumash here. So they give you two options. Keminik HaAshkenazim, Yecheskel Perek Chav Beis, Yidvar Hashem Elay Limor, Vata Ben Adam, Hasishpot, Hasishpot, Esir Hadamim, Odata Eis Koto Avoseha, referring to Nevuat Yerushalayim, and it goes on to be very specific and harsh, describing one avera after another that were committed in Yerushalayim. Very intense haftorah. The end of the haftorah, depending on how you touch the word, might be something of a positive note. V'nichaltbach le'eni hagoyim. You have to know what that word v'nichalt means. That's for Kedoshim. V'yadat ken yashem. This is Keminik Ashkenazim. And then under this, they have Haftoras Kedoshim Keminik ha'italkim v'hasvardim. And then it says V'yecheskel perek chaf. What's V'yecheskel perek chaf? So some of these psukim you might have familiarity with. You'll see, because Vahi Bashana Shviyas Bachamishi Ba'asa Lachodesh. This is before the Churban, but it's the day of Yud Av. So, Ba'o Anashim Yitikne Yisrael, Lidrosh Es Hashem, Ba'ishvu Lefonai, then says, Kan Maschim Asvardim, and then comes the Nebuah, Ba'id Vashem Elai Lemur. Then Adam Daber, Zikne Yisrael, Ve'amarta Lehem, Ko'am Hashem Elukim, you're coming to seek me out, and then it goes on. Hasishpot Osam Hasishpot. Now, we noticed in the Midrash Ashkenazim, Micheskel Chabez, it began Hasishpot, Hasishpot, as you had done. Here you have Hasishpot Osam, Hasishpot Ben Adam, as Tuavas Avosam Hodiyim, and you shall tell them, Bayomahun, and it goes on to say, it took them to Eretz Yisrael, Zavas Chalvet Vash, Va'omar Aleihem, Ish Yikutse Enav Hashlichu, Uvigilule Mitzvahim Alti Tama'u, Ani Hashem Okechem. I told them, throw away your Vodazara, Vayamruvi. The reason I think that maybe some of you may be familiar with this is because this is the makor, Yecheskel Chaf, the makor for the idea that Bnei Yisrael won a very low madrega in Mitzrayim, to the extent that they heard Tochacha, Tabana, Bodhisara, and they didn't listen. This is where it's written here, in Yecheskel, Chapitel Chaf. So that is what they say, the minig of Italianim and Sfardim is to read Yecheskel Chaf. You look at the Ramban in the end of Sefer Ava, he gives you his Siddur and gives you the Seder Haftoros. So the Ramban has something different. The Ramban says, for Achrimos, Hasishpot, Hasishpot, that's the one that we mentioned just before. Hasishpot, Hasishpot is from Yecheskel Chavdeis. That's for Achrimos. And for Kedoshim, the Rabbim has Bo Anoshim Yitikne Yisrael, which is what I just read, that the Sfardim. Now, the Rabbim has another Haftorah from Yecheskel, a different Perek in Yecheskel, and this is for Pasha Shmos. And that is Ben Adam Hoda. Now that's Yecheskel, an earlier Perek. Now, some have this. Some Rishonim bring this as one of the Haftorahs for Achri Kedoshim. The Ram has it for Shmos. What is that? Yecheskel Tev Zayin. Vahi Dvar Hashem Elai Limor. This is not Hasishpot, Hasishpot. It's Ben Adam. Hoda Es Yerushalayim Es Tov Avoseha. Tell Yerushalayim its abominations. V'amarta Kom Hashem Elokim Yerushalayim Mechol Saich U'Moldos Saich Me'eretz HaKnani. Your roots are the Knanites. Avich Ha'imori V'imechitis. Pashup Shad is that he's giving them the muster that they behaved like the nations of Canaan. Goes on to say, the day that you were born, no one's taking care of you, no one's diapering you, no one's cleaning you. I took care of you. Ve'ever alayach, this also should be familiar to everybody. Ve'ever alayach ve'erech, misboseses v'damayich. Ve'omalach v'damayich chayiv, v'omalach chayiv. The next pasuk, also familiar. Revava kitzemach hasadeh nisatich. In Haggadah. Ve'atirbi v'atigdi v'tavoy v'diadoyim. Ve'ever alayach ve'erech, v'neitech esdodim, ve'efos knafi alayach. And it goes on, I got you dressed, I got you, made you into a person, but somehow you didn't get the message, and with it all, you went off, and you tried to find favor with others, and you were mizana, and so on and so forth, and goes on to give harsh musa. So there are three prakin in Yecheskel here that are very much in similar vein, harsh nevuas against Yerushalayim. Perek Tazayin, Perek Chav, Perek Chavdez. Now, what I just told you is in Chumash v'Ashkenazim, Achrimos has Haftar from Amos, and Kedoshim has Haftar from Yecheskel. You look in the Rambah, quoting Mordechai apparently, in Hilchus Rosh Chodesh, where you have a little bit on the Molad, and the calendar, and the Seder Haftaros. So the Rambah writes, what happens when Achrimos and Kedoshim are together? So typically, if you have Parshas are together, so which Haftarah do you read? From the first or the second? What? The second. So the Rama writes the following. Ukshikorin shtei parshias, maftirin v'achrona. Milvad v'achrimos u'kedoshim, de maftirin halokivnei kushiyim, shehi haftaras achrimos. So in other words, the Rama had achrimos for the Haftarah kivnei kushiyim, which is from Amos. And the Rama says that even though typically when you have Achrimos Kedoshim, like other parshas Mechuboros, you would read seemingly the second one, here you don't. You read Achrimos, the Haftarah of Achrimos. The Levush thinks that this Ramah is a mistake in terms of how, what he's quoting. Because the Ramah is assuming that the Haftarah of Achrimos is Kivnei Kushi, so the Levush has a lot to say about Haftoros in general. So first of all, here in Tav Chav Ches, he's Meramis, something he writes more about Riches in another place. I'm not going to read a whole for you, but just to reference it. So the Levush writes, quoting the Ramah, what we just read from the Ramah, he says, "V'hevir Avinu Moshe Yisurin utmeyani me'o d'maishna Haftoros u'miko Haftoros d'maftirin b'shniyah." So here he has a very long arichus in Tzimut Tav Tzadi Gimel, which is really about Inyanim of Sefiras HaOmer, right after Pesach, pages and pages and pages about the Haftoros of Achrimos and Kedoshim. And he says there was a mistake in the Chumashim, and he has his whole way of understanding what he thinks should have been the Haftorah. What makes this complicated is the following. There's a Gemara in Megillah that talks about a particular Haftorah that should not be read. But it's only one Tana that says it. It's Rav Elezer who says it. Rav Elezer says this is the Mishnah in Megillah, depending on which parak you put last, but it's by us in the Daf in the Megillah, it's Parak Shlishi, it's Daf Chaf Hei. It says, Rav Elezer, Omer, Emaf Tirin Behoda Es Yerushalayim. Where's Hodas Yerushalayim? Who's holding cup? But Perek in Yecheskel, Hodas Yerushalayim, that's Tezayin. So the Gemara explains what Pshat and Rav Elezer, that he doesn't want to read about the fault of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, The Gemara quotes Braisa, Hodas Yerushalayim Nikra Umetargim. It's read and it's translated. But used to have a meturgeman. Pshita, Lafukim mit Rav Elezer, Desanya, Maisa ba'adam echad sheyikori l'malam Rav Elezer. He was darshaning Hodas Yerushalayim. Amaru atcha tabodik betovos Yerushalayim, tsei bedok betovos imecha. But kuacharav matzabo shemet tzul. He had some problem in his ichus. So, anyway, in Alachik Rav Elezer. So there's really basically no barrier to reading Perek Tazayin of Yecheskel. Now, what's the problem in it? Is it generally the fault of Yerushalayim, and we don't want to read that? Is it specifically because it talks about the Yichus? Oh, you come from Kenani, means Ki'il is saying it, your Yichus is bad. so specifically that particular parish. So that's a question. What is the minhag today? So I read you what Ashkenazim seem to do, that this year being unusual, that we have Kedoshim Sabbath Machrimo, so we're going to read Haftorah that Kiman never reads next Shabbos, which is Yechezkel Perek Chavbeis. But not everybody does this. So here I meet you from the Dirshu. Okay, so the Dirshu commenting on the Ramah. The Ramah who says that when we have a year like this, so we would read Achrim Mos Kedoshim Kibbekushim, and then we would, if it would be Mechuber, we'd read that, and otherwise, and we read otherwise, you know, if it's separated, we read Kedoshim. So let me just read the Mishnah Berurah first on the Ramah. So why is it then when it's together, does Ramah say we go with the first Haftorah, assuming it's not a mistake? So why do we go with the first Haftorah? Why not the second? Why not read Hasishpot from Yechezkel Chavbeis? So Nebuch, what are you going to do? You're stuck. You already read Kibnei Kushiyim. So we're out of luck. We have to read the Haftorah for Kedoshim, harsh as it might be. The Inei HaLevush Cholek, Al Ramah. Just mentioned the Levush. The Daito. The Gam Kishi Kefula Korin Haftorah Rona. So what would the Levush have said to do yesterday? To read the Haftorah of Kedoshim. Oh no, yesterday wasn't together. I'm saying, had it been together. Right, okay. Dainu shel pashas kedoshim. Avol abach u'shar achronim kosu v'tachin. Is pashat aminag b'chol ki'ilos ka'arama. Okay. Now, the Dear Shul says like this. V'chein nohag ha'chazonish. However, Rav Tukashinsky in his Ruach in Eretz Yisrael kosav, sheyesh likro, the other way, l'haftoras pashas acharei hasishpot. He would have read hasishpot yesterday. That's what Tukashinsky says. The Yeshe Kasru, this is the Yitzchak Yikare, who's that? You all know. Rav Nevin Sal, Yeratika. Yerushalayim, after all. Yerushalayim, Tibana Besikoinen. Sheminag Yerushalayim, Likro Kibnei Kushiyim, Gam Bepashas Acharei, the Gam Bepashas Kedoshim. So be sure that in the Yeratika next Shabbos, maybe the all over Yerushalayim, they're going to repeat the Torah of Amos. Obeluach David Beito, he says, quoting Rav Shmuel Salant, in the old basin of Yerushalayim, same thing. The Hevish B'Shem, Rav Goyen Shreis, Rav Litzki, Shekach Nogu, Bekam Mekomos B'Yerushalayim. The Avshim Avtim, Shtei Pa'am, Mitzufos, Osa Av Torah. The Rav gave a series of shiurim and chumash after he couldn't give the regular long yardzeit rushes anymore, but he was still giving for a while. I still remember as a teenager, he came to some of them. He gave on parsha and gave different times of the year. So this was written up in Devei Hashkafa, one of the svarim, Bein Pesach and Shavuos. So he tries to tie together the various haftorahs between Pesach and Shavuos. And one theme that he brings out, especially you have Yom Yerushalayim falling out at the end of the year, is the theme of Yerushalayim. And he talks about these various minhagim that we have about the Haftorah of Achrimos and Haftorah of Kedoshim. And he tells you that the Rambam, for example, had two Haftorahs from Yechezkel, one for Achrimos, one for Kedoshim, not almost at all. He had two Haftorahs from Yechezkel, as we mentioned, from Chaf and Chavdeis, and in Sefer and Parsha Shmos, he had Tezayin. However, he says, Bekama Bekihilos, Beyichud Belita. In Lithuania, he tziyu lahachlev v'shtei haftoras shel Achrimos Kedoshim b'perek misof nevuasa shel Amos. Rav Nevin Sal's minag in Yerushalayim, says the Rav, was done in Lithuania. The lasos ken gan b'shonam ne'uberes, that the parishes are separate. Api minag lita, kormes haftorah b'sefer Amos pa'amayim, gam b'pashas Achrimos. So first of all, what's the shaykhis and why are we doing it? Why are we switching it? And the answer is, how far do we take that kind of Avilezer we don't technically paskin like? The Mishnah Megillah says, Avilezer says, Ein maftir b'hodes Yerushalayim, we don't speak about Toevos Yerushalayim. Chazal do not like us to speak badly about Yerushalayim. I, the Gemara says, we don't hold like Avilezer. But this mentioned Sech the Sofrim, maybe there's much we do hold like him. apparently we didn't want to take Rav Elezer seriously, so therefore we dafka eliminated, at least in Litta, the Haftaras from the Pesco completely. Not Chaf, not Chavay, certainly not Tezayin, which was the Gemara is talking about Tezayin over there. And it comes out we ring twice almost. So what's going on here? And why this? And what's the Shaychus? Okay, so with this in mind, a little bit, so I didn't really read, you won't have to read it right now. Yecheskel Tezayin, Yecheskel Chaf, Yecheskel Beis. Your head will be spinning, you feel very, very bad. You read that, mamish, it boom, 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 very, very harsh. On the other hand, almost, at least at the end, gives you a little bit of hope. That's what the Rav wants to say. That's what Chazal wanted to instill in us. Because really the goals of the Haftorah were to give us hope. But at the beginning of the Haftorah, so depending on how you went pshat, what is Kibnei Kushim? Is it a praise or is it a degradation? So the way some learn it, Kibnei Kushim, you're no better than the other people who I took, they went from one land to another. You're not acting well, so therefore, you know, I took them out of their land, pushed them, came out of their place, and they went. So I took you out, but you don't really seem to be anything special. That's what some learn. And others learn, no, there's a Shevach here, Kibnei Kushim, you're distinguished. The Maisa, even if you start off not so good, but clearly the Torah moves into a positive direction. Okay, Mesukas David and Ophelis. And nay, he neyom bom the Mashem, the Nigash Chorish Bakotse, the Dorachanov, Misha Hazara, the Tifoy Horim Osris, Bachoag Bostis Mogagna. Beautiful prophecy, symbolically speaking, also physically, in a very literal way, how there's going to be an abundance of wine and produce. Shavti Yisfus Am Yisrael, Uvanu Or Neshamos V'Yashavu, V'Notu Chramim V'Shasu Esyenam. You return to the land. You'll have your cities inhabited again. You'll have vineyards. You'll have wine. You'll have gardens with fruit. But in the case of the Barchin, after all, fruit. Netatim Al Admasam. The last pasuk, how it ends. They'll be planted firmly under soil. V'Lo Yinatshu Od Me Al Admasam Shinasati Lem Amar Shem Elokecha. Says the Rav, that's what's going on. Why Achri Mos Kedoshim? Why is it here? And why twice? In Litta, they did it twice. What's the common thread? And what's the Sheikhus to the Parsha? We avoid Yecheskel, and we went to this Nevuah. And if we don't do it both, we did it for Achri Mos. And according to Ramah, if you have Mechuber, you go against the grain, and you don't do the second Haftorah, you do Achri Mos. So why is it? Because what did Achri Mos and Kedoshim speak about? That with the Averos that were committed by the nations in Eretz Canaan, they were expelled. And we're heard. We're hearing that we should behave and we should make sure not to repeat those Averos. But ultimately, the Haftach is, you won't. It won't happen to you. They've been expelled, but the land is yours. You're returning to it. And the Rav goes on beautifully describing how Hashem does not want us to feel a sense of the churban. He wants us to return. He wants us to know that there'll be a return. I read you a line or two. It's very distressing to hear about leaving taken out of Eretz Yisrael. Kasha hi ha'akira. Chazal bachur the pasuk echad, the Parshas Kedoshim, and it made that the anchor for the whole Torah. Instead of taking the Gufei Torah, Parshas Oz, and saying, look, you didn't do Kibbut Avayim, you didn't do this Avera, you violated that Avera. Rather than do that, Chazal wanted people to get hope, to believe that with all the Redifos and all the Yisurim that Golus brought, it's just temporary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yashiv Es Amo L'Tzion V'Sofo Shel Davar. Chazal Ratzu L'Chazek Es Emunah V'Yivias HaMashiach. If Chazal would not have chosen Amos, especially for that last pasuk, which would be the response to the sense of despair, then we would have failed to get it. We've lost it. That's it. We'll never get it back. And that's the whole point of the Torah. That's the point of the brachos of the Torah. And that's why the Torah of Amos was so appropriate for Achri Kedoshim and the minig that he brings in Litta and apparently in Yerushalayim to read it twice. Whatever each shul do. Naharo Pashte, imagine Ahuta Dezes Torah Ruach for America. And they said, okay, yesterday we did Amos. Next Shabbos we'll meet a very rare occasion when you have such a year, because otherwise it can sometimes be Rosh Chodesh or Mocha Chodesh, but it can happen, but not that often, that you have Kedoshim, and if it's Yerushalayim, at least you may well be reading a very tough of Torah from Yechezkel Chabez or the Sfardim Yechezkel Chaf. But maybe, you never know, maybe there'll be some shul that will say, they know about the Seer, and they know about Lita, they know about Yerushalayim. I'm not passing for that shul, but anyway, you know the Inyan a little bit about this discussion. Very interesting Inyan about the Haftorah, Tzlach, and Kedoshim, Befrat, when they're separated, like we have this year. Okay.